Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. Okay, that's John Cook. And welcome. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show and the Cosmic Well, it's not. No, that's not what I'm supposed to say. I'm supposed to say you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Show. Well, of course, that part is right. The part now is who? The title of the show. Is or the name of the show, not the radio station. The name of the show is Cosmic Philosopher. Okay, and now I am the host of the show, and my name is Tim Aldred. And the title of this edition of the show is Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man Never a Sinner. How world leaders use church. And I want to thank you for tuning into the program. Today I'm going to talk to you about the book Bamboozle that I authored. As a non-writer, I just don't have the level of education to write a scholarly book. So I am limited to be what is characterized as one who is something that I used to that is written in the Bible about you ask someone to tell you what is in the Bible. I think it's in the book of Isaiah. And the person say, I cannot read it because it is sealed. No, you have the book, but you don't know what it is saying. And you ask someone who you think is able to tell you, and they say, I can't read it because it is sealed. What do you mean it is sealed? You can open it and read it and tell me. But the context of being sealed is that the information is not, you know, it's like esoterical. So you have to find the right kind of person to tell you what is in the Bible. All right. Well, as a background, I don't grow up in an educated family. My mother and my father were not educated people in the context that, yeah, they can read some, you know, they can read some and write a letter or something like that, but they were not educated people. Like, to help us, and the way of life in which I grew up and know my parents, life was not one that is carries a educational type of conversation or, you know, our purpose. We just barely, as far as I know, the first thing we do is go to the field, because that's how we get food. It's plant vineyards and like throughout the year we depend on fruits and vegetables and stuff like that, and you know, flour, rice, and things. We buy some of those things because those things we didn't grow. And the educational thing was, since, of course, we are a post-slavery people sold to the white people by Africa, our African government. I didn't know that until now. Just lately here, maybe like about a month or so ago, I begin to like, maybe a little more than that, maybe 3-6 months or something like that, I probably think something about this, but I didn't get into it deep to kind of, for it to affect my, you know, my conscious thinking to a certain level where I give it a lot of attention. I didn't, but coming along, like I say, there are other things that I came to realize for a much longer time, but this one about Africa and they being the the paradigm for African people being sold to sodomite white people into slavery. It's just like now come fully to me after reviewing some historic information. I come to the conclusion that Africa in the governmental context sold us out to the hominid European sodomite, Homo erectus people. So that means my understanding of history today concludes that Africa to be blamed for us being sold to a level of humanity that is not civilized. The white people that we are looking at today is a confusing story. Number one, the story is a matter or an issue of history. You will not understand the white people and people we call white people today unless you read it in history. Okay? And so go back now to Jamaica, where I was born. And I am one of 11 children, and I was the fifth child, and the first five children I am aware of, or I know of the 11 of us. I am the fifth child, and the first five children are boys. So I am one. I am the fifth child, and then she began to have a few girls, which is maybe like about three, both four children, and seven and what. How many of us? Oh, yes, she has more boys after me, like about two more boys. So it would be like five and two is seven. Yes, yeah, so seven boys and four girls. All right, so I want you to get a sense of who I am. Okay, because I think since I am now, I find myself in a position that, of course, I didn't know this was going to be an experience in my life. I didn't. So I want to give you a good sense of why and how I come to the story that you read, or if you don't want to call it a story, is the information, I'd rather say, the information that I try to put in a book. Well, of course, if it were up to me to read well enough to write a book and make it marketing, I don't think I could do that. But I can read well enough to say things that you understand me, whether or not you educated or not. But since if we speak English, and you know, somehow we don't have to go on level where people don't understand. So I think whether educated or not, nobody should have any problem to understand me when I talk, right? And express things that are, let's say, important for people to know. So the background that I grew up in, I think is important, because I write this book, Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man Never a Sinner, right? And I think it's important, since information, the context of, let's say, a person, what is known about a person, let's say your biography, stuff like that. But when you're alive, and let's say, like, there's a book published, you know, by me, and you're reading these things that I say, but you don't know nothing about me except what you read in the book. Now I'm on the air, and I'm talking, and I am someone who likes to just talk everything about me or about what I write about, right? I think it's good for making a disclosure of yourself. If, say, I have pure reason for communicating. Somebody write a book, and look, they want to make money off the book. That is their fundamental purpose. The fact is, I grew up, you know, in poverty. I grew up without enlightenment that way, because you talk about West Indian people who are at the what is the fact about West Indian people is that we were not in the West Indies all along. There is a purpose that got us out into the West Indies, and it is not a positive one. Okay? When you lose your vernacular, the vernacular of your indigenous geography, where you originate, and you're not taken care of, because as I look at it now, Africa don't take care of its people. Looking back now, I can read now, and I can, you know, I'm informed about things now. And I'm looking and say, no. Since we are a new species, 200,000 years, okay, when it comes to a long time, that's not a long time. So the history that I come and able to read and understand I am able to view the condition under which I was born and raised up in the societal climate of Jamaica. That is a slavery, a post-slavery society that is cultured by white people. And my friends, what I come to understand and why I write the book, Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, listen, I couldn't do anything else. If I managed to get to where I am able to write my thoughts. I mean, it's not good grammar, but I'll give it, I'll pay to edit it and make what I make my thoughts marketable, that somebody is going to like feel like, okay, I would like to hear what he's saying. All right. I say all this in the book, in the preface, so that, you know, people who write reviews on the book on Amazon, I see in reference to what I say, because I have to be of good conscience and be not putting my best foot forward. I'm telling you like it is. Because I think as civilized human beings, and I say as civilized human being, I say that with a lot of passion, because I have a lot of things boiling up inside of me when I make a statement like that about civilized human being. And the amount of confusion that I grew up in, you know, to grow up in a church, realize what the church is. It's to my scorn. It's something that goes deep into my sense of scorn. But it happened. Okay? I think that when people listen to me talk, and people who have read Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, My Never Sinner, you know what? You think like a lot of people who read the book may want to say something to me if it were convenient. But, you know, and the book is in audio too, you know, it's not just in Kindle where you have to read it, but you have the audio, right? I try and get it into audio so that it's more available to folks in different formats. So, what my interest is about the information that is in the book, Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man Never a Sinner. The condition, the environment that I grew up in is one that is wicked, nasty, and most appropriately, uncivilized. Because growing up in any post-slavery environment, that's a description I give to it. Okay? Because what I realize, the world that I grew up in is, in a human context, is not a good world. Because why do I grow up and not able to read properly? Why? Is it my parents to be blamed? No, because they are victims too. When you read, and you know, rightly, there are quite a few reviews are written on Amazon to bamboozled, besieged by lies, man, never return. And they are the detractors who have what they want to say. And I don't think a lot of the people who are responding to it are not civilized people. Because today, in the whole lot of crossbreeding and interbreeding that has gone on over the past 2,000 years, we who grow up in church all around the globe since the past 2,000 years, and of course now we are in the 22nd century. Civilization is the foundation of civilized life. And what has happened in and around us since we, let's say, over the past, say, 80 or so years, a little more, people are coming from that time to where we are now. Say the past 90 years. You know, you can be older today than what I'm saying, but I'll just put it at say 90 years to where we are today, 2000, February 2022. What I'm saying to you is that we don't know anything else but church, God, and Jesus in the Bible. Now, that constitutes a complete standing of the world. But it's not. But that's what we are brought up. That's what we are brought up to know. You see what I mean? That's what we are brought up to know. Our brain, cerebellum, we who are taken from Africa and are raised up into white people slavery, where they take over the African people settlements and haul they have and say they have law. Listen to me. I am not the person to be exposed to that. Okay? And one thing is for sure, I am glad that I can talk and say things that I want to say, and it's understood. I miss, you know, I have siblings that go to university and colleges and stuff like that, but I never get there. I did not get to that level of reading, but to tell you what, it's not that I am easily satisfied. I mean, especially with certain things, I'm easily satisfied. I have a general sense of contentment, right? I'm not going to steal from nobody. I'm not going to be a wretch then. No. So, I am glad that I don't still read on fourth grade level, because I wouldn't be able to talk to you. Okay? I don't have anything to hide. I do not have anything to hide. But I can tell you that my wrath is too hot for anybody to stand up in front of me and tell me or tell me even about other people, referring to other people, that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity by Adam and Eve in a garden. Can't do it because it's not true. Okay, and when I decided to write the book, cannot say that it is just dealing with me, with my existence, because the reason why I'm interested in information, certain information, especially existence of humanity and what is humanity? You see what I mean? And things that are in history book out of my range, I wouldn't know that. How I wanted to read beyond fourth grade level was just an inner energy that is telling me that. Say, you know, I don't know enough about things and I would have to read on a higher level to get to know certain things that I would want to know about. So I have that that importance about myself. So, of course, all human beings only live for a time and you're dead. But whilst you're alive, there is something here that may do good to you if you know, right? Now, I realize that it was a blessing I received that nobody, not no human didn't give to me. Right? And I am equal to every civilized human being that was, that originated on the continent of Africa. And like many other lower level creatures, animals, and ape-like humans begin life in Africa, there are much for us to know. But some people don't really care. They just want to eat and drink and, you know, not much more. You know, some people will go on like to learn a trade and stuff like that because, hey, I want to make a living and stuff like that. So I got into the church at about age 7. And nobody influenced me. I just felt like I want to be a part of the church. I don't know. I cannot explain and tell you why I felt that way, except to say hindsight, the cause is my parents are Christians. And the environment that I live in is okay. I don't, you know, nobody is not beating me and mistreating me. My parents are nice people, you know, except for my father was not, he was hardworking and he works, you know, without negligence to see to it that we are fed, okay, and a place with a roof over our head. There was not a lot of that, you know, in style or nothing like that. But my father was a hard-working man. And after a while, he migrated to England. And then, you know, big portion of the family, I and a few of us did not make it there. So we end up, you know, in different situation. So what I'm trying to tell you is the mind and the spirit that is inside of me caused me to write this. Bamboozled, deceived by lies, man, never a sinner. It is coming from my background. And because, and most importantly, is the church that I was in. I grew up outside the church environment. I cannot tell you what kind of person I would be, but I can tell you now, my demeanor was never violent. I don't get easily provoked because my thinking does a lot for me when it comes to that. I can keep my calm. I can look at things in many different ways and choose a option that is more profitable to me and to steer me away from being angry with people and want to get into fuss and all that kind of stuff that can be settled psychologically, right? So long before I was reading beyond fourth grade level, I was a thinker. I know me to be somebody that is, let's say, you could give me 100%, but I would say, you know, say I am 98% honest. You know, talking about the way I know myself and grow up. You know, when I become an adult, well, my analysis are, you know, is changed. But from age 7 till I like 18 years of age and stuff like that, I would say I remain the same. as far as being loyal to the church is concerned, when I was about 25, I stopped being loyal to the church. So that doesn't mean I wasn't loyal to honesty. You know, I think I remain 100% loyal to what to honesty. I am an honest person. I love people like I love myself. I'm going to treat you like I treat myself. So this question that goes with that is that, you know, you cannot always give away what you have to somebody else, because you can have a need for what you have, so that you cannot act by faith and believe and give away certain things that you have. It's rubbish. That is not my coherent judgment about the way you do things, honestly. But there are things that some people won't give you no part of. I will share it right down the middle with someone. So the thing is, I use this question on things. I don't like to borrow nor beg from nobody. So even when I don't have anything, when I say don't have anything, I mean, you know, I have very little. I don't go around begging and stuff like that. All right. So I'm talking about my honesty now, because this is really what the context of what I'm trying to get across is who I am. And for you to know what I have written and think that you can just about tell what person I am when you talk to me. Because guess what? We have spirit inside of us, you see. You're talking to some people and you know that they're conning you. They're trying at least to con you. Okay? Bamboozle you. You sense it in them because they'll be talking to you and, you know, they look on you and look away and, you know, just the way they behave, there's that unsettling view that you have, or impression you have of talking to some people. You just would not start trusting them and give them certain kind of privilege and stuff like that. No. So there is a lot in our lives to know and to have the right understanding. And we cannot have the right understanding unless we know about ourselves. You prove to me that anyone of the African people who were given away in ships to other parts of the world in slavery, you tell me that one of them know about themselves from a vernacular indigenous context, which of us, and I'm not talking about after 400 years and all that, I'm talking about during the time that our ancestors were slaves, and to the time when some kind of independence is not real independence, it's just some kind of independence. We're, you know, I mean, you tell me who, which one of us, which one of our people, if, you know, those who come from Africa would know of certain understanding about where we're coming from. But no sooner than they die out, and even if they have children, but since they don't have total control over their children now, it's the will and intent of the slave masters you are performing. So whatever you knew before, you can forget about that, because they're going to bring you to Jesus. They're going to turn into Christian. All right. Think about what I'm saying to you. That I didn't know what I was getting into when I wanted to be a part of the church. It's influence of my parents and the surrounding community, where I didn't feel like I want to run away from my parents or not like that. I was okay with them. My father gave me away to a preacher man out from the church, and he went to England shortly after he gave me away to this preacher. Some, you know, a little distant, a few, yeah, about maybe like some 40 miles away to, adjacent community, about 40 miles away. And I never heard from my father again, and I did not hear from my mother or any of my brothers and sisters. But you consider, you know, my mother is a lot of us they have, man. 11 of us. And then most of the time, let's say as the fellows get older and can take care of themselves, they would leave. But then there were quite a bit of us together when my father's gone and to England. And then one of my brother was given away to a grand uncle of ours, and he didn't stay too long out there. He came back home. He wasn't happy out there in Trelawney, and we are in St. Catherine. Well, you know, I went to what they call a convention to the church, and, you know, my mother got some information about, you know, someone who saw me at the convention, and he's like, what they saw of me was not very positive. So my mother heard that, and then my brother, who came back home, told her to, you know, let them come and fetch me. So eventually, I was taken back home and back to my happy home. All right, so by then now, I probably was about 10 or 11. I don't think I was 11, maybe like 10 or 10 and a half or so. And so I started to go to primary school. And, you know, it was a bad experience. We have to walk long distance in, like, the scorching sun and stuff like that. Go get water, go get wood, go carry all kind of weights, you know, or fruits or whatever it is from the field and come home. It was, you know, not a caring where, you know, it's kind of unavoided, you know, because you have to help to make things happen. And that's the kind of life I just want to tell you that is my background. All right. It's like I had a one-track mind. When I say a one-track mind, it's like, although I am like one of 11 children, but I was an individual. I was not like somebody who liked to listen and obey what somebody else says. I was a character, that an independent character. You know, I get along with everybody, but it's like I am thinking different. Whatever I'm thinking is what I am thinking. I don't, I'm not partnering with anybody on my thoughts. So as long as I behave myself, then I'm cool, right? So I used to go to church. I used to testify and things like that. And, you know, I never find fault with anything. I just take what I'm taught, you know, Adam and Eve, you know, I mean, that's what I know. Adam and Eve in a garden and a talking serpent messed them up on everything. And so, I continue with the passion of what got me to be who I am, a little over 70 now. But so I went on in the church until I'm out of primary school and rapidly becoming an adult. And I just thought to myself, you know, I want to learn something like a trade. And it's like my head was not in shape to learn anything. Basically, that's, you know, difficult it was for me to understand things because I never get no prepping or nothing like that to, like, loosen me up and make me start thinking. So I basically grew up like a mule with blinders, you know, I don't have no peripheral view. So it was hard to understand stuff. You know, for me to translate what he said to me, if you're telling me, showing you, getting me to do something, and I must do this and do that and do that, I forget what you say. I don't know what you're talking about. So I was just a person hard to learn. You know, I don't take information very well and find it easy. There's a lot of things I don't like. I'm not a good person for movies, to watch movies and stuff like that, because it's like I can't read what the people are doing once they move from the screen or stuff like that. I get disconnected. That's basically, you know, how I found myself. So I just think that I just didn't have, like, a childhood tailor-made for me so that I would be like a normal, what you would consider a normal person. I would know exactly what is happening when the people move off the screen and, like, they're gone in the back room and soon come back, you know, or they may be over there talking, but when they come back, I would know exactly what they're doing, right? What they're acting out. All right. Anyway, whenever I understand something, I do understand it. Don't mess around, because I hold on to what I understand. If I don't understand it, well, no, I seek to understand, though. I don't like go on like I understand things when I do not. I don't do that. Okay. So it went on that I had a very strong conviction, looking back at me and remember me of those days. I'm remembering that I had a strong conviction about spirituality, even though I didn't really understand a lot like many people probably did or do, but I honestly, you know, in my early time, like maybe 13, 14 or 15, somewhere down there, I really thought that from my exposure to my surrounding, the church, and what I know about in church, is because everything for me is, I adore sacredness. That was something that affected me as a child. And what affected me most of all, that I don't forget, it was one day I was going to the field alone. Sometimes I'm not alone, but on that day, there was nobody else to keep company with. So I remember the spot, the area of the place where I was walking, going to the field. And I was thinking that, thinking about the two characters in the Bible that I am drawn to, and that is the Apostle Paul and Jesus Christ. All right. That speaks for itself, right? Self-explanatory. I see a lot in those characters that I was very, very drawn to because of communication, things that they stand for, and the way they talk and say stuff. All right. So I was also notable for not wanting to, like, do things that are, you know, against nothing to disconnect me with my belief in the church. And even to the time when I became adult and migrate from Jamaica about age 27, I was not, I kind of outgrow the church, because indeed I wasn't being affected with the church the way I was affected by the church. The church, I was affected by the church, but the church did not affect me. You see, and the church should affect me as long as I was loyal to the church. My brother told me not too long ago that he remember, he's like 6 years younger than me. And he told me the other day something that I don't remember. But he told me something when I asked him, what does he remember about me in when we were younger? And he said, you remember somebody gave me a sixpence. That was off a shilling. This is the UK Britain currency, right? It was pound, shilling, and pence, right? So now you have 2.5 shilling, right? That could give you what is it? I think it was 10 shilling make a pound, right? So 10 shilling make 1 pound. Yes. I think that's what it is. So I'm trying to figure out now if I have it right. I think it was 10 shilling is a half a pound, and I think 20 shillings make a pound. Anyway, in the breakdown of the pound and the shillings that would normally make up, 20 shilling make a pound, my brother told me that he remember somebody gave me a sixpence, which is a half of a shilling. And the first thing I said was, I'm going to pay my tithe. Yeah. I'm going to pay my tithe. And I said, I don't remember that. But he said, yeah, that's what he remember. You know, and he was pretty young, but he still retained stuff from back then that he was able to tell me this, something that I don't remember at all. So that was the order of my thinking. So I'm telling you now that from age 7 till I was, you know, let's say like 25 then. I still, you know, whether or not I felt good about the church, I wasn't running around and doing stuff I don't want to do. Something I think I violated a little of it. I wanted to be married in the church to, you know, a sister that is spiritual, you know, a Christian like me. But it did not come through. What I expect my church life would be turns out to be something different, because I thought that the church would be able to keep my interests and keep me progressive thinking, you know, to a richer, fuller understanding about reality and God and Jesus. But it was not like that. It was, you know, the church is revolving on a much lower frequency that, you know, I grow it out, because what should be happening, as the Bible say it, you just not see it happening. You know, I mean, at the level that we understand things. All right. So eventually, I would grow away from the allegiance and respect of the church, because it was beneficial to me to the degree I expected it to be. And it's not like unreasonable expectation. It is a matter that if you come to me to teach you something, I mean, it's going to be a serious thing when you outgrow my knowledge in what I'm teaching you. That's not supposed to happen. No. So what is you going to, like, be discouraged because you come now and, as it were, know more than me who is trying to teach you? It don't make no sense. Well, I want to be supported by the great knowledge that is in the church, and it just wasn't there. It just wasn't there. However, though, I don't decide to go out and live like a sinner who needs to be saved by grace. No, I have my morals that I want to keep, which, as far as I'm concerned, it's Christian-like. I didn't know anything about Christianity, true or false. As far as I'm concerned, it is all true. So I came to America and I went into adult school and spent about 2.5 to 3 years, you know, go as frequent as I could. And eventually I went in, and one of the things is what I got was attention, better attention than the environment that I was trying to learn in Jamaica. It's not every Jamaican like what I'm telling you. We have different experiences, different places, and, you know, how you're handled. So my experience is that I wasn't giving any special attention to find out, you know, what my weaknesses with things are, where I'm having problem at. No such thing. And I did not, like, grow up into, like, the city area stuff where things might be more civil. But, you know, it just, that's the way I grew up. But I was able to get a driver's license and, you know, do some things with fourth grade level. It wasn't much, but, you know, it did help me to do certain things. So when I came now and I go, I know for sure. Nobody can tell me that, you know, I don't know when I don't know. I know when I don't know, for sure. If you tell me something and I understand it, I know if I understand it. And if I need to know more, I don't understand it fully, I know too. To what degree, I don't know. Okay, so my distinction is very good. Maybe the sharpest, one of the sharpest sense I have is a sense of distinction. I am not someone who tried to, you know, rule over other people. I don't have that. But if I were put to supervise you, I would be a good supervisor. Yeah, because I'm reasonable. And, okay, you know, just like I became a shop steward, you know, on the job, and, you know, you want me to defend you as a shop steward when they're trying to fire you and stuff like that. I'll let them come, like what happened, and examine your record if they say you were you taught it too many times. I want to see the record. And especially if you're an African into white people business and they want to get rid of you, you better call me for, you know, to be a shop steward for you. Because I tell you what, I had them destroying the record of some people who they were trying to, accuse of being too late too many times. Yeah. Yeah, at least on one occasion, more than one employees that they were, like, threatening, they had to tear it up when I've asked for proof of those tardiness. They couldn't show that. So what I'm saying to you is this here. I am not an educated person. I don't go to no more than a paralegal college, and that doesn't really take me into certain kind of stuff, education that I really still need, right, to bring me up to the level of normal high school student. However, though, since my area of interest is in what is fact from fallacy, my life is not, I just want to live my life the right way. I need to know the truth about myself, which is like saying other people are ethnic people like me. I want to know, and no lie to me about that. Because my acknowledgement of words is not like my acknowledgement of someone. It's words, right? Word is both tangible and intangible, right? And communication is diverse and requires good distinction. Word science process. So I don't know if you see the relevance in what I'm saying, because it's basically why I make this background, and you know what? I may be redundant and stuff like that in some of the things I say, but you know what? When my flaws is going to do a damage on you that you really cannot afford to let it affect you, then I think I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. I don't want to do that. But I want to expand what I say to a person so that, you know what, they don't need to hear anymore because they get it, they overget it. And basically, it's the way I am, because I think I don't have any, I'm not rushing going anywhere. And I have time to repeat myself quite a few times. And some people may that long to digest what I say for maybe whatever reason. But I want to understand things. And I wanted to read to understand things, to understand as much as I possibly can. So when I did the high school certificate, the GED or something like that, I came out, like about 12.12 reading comprehension. Talking about, they go back like about some 35 or so years or so ago. And I've been reading since, and a lot of the time I read, I was trying to make a higher grade on my reading because I realized how important it is to understand the moving human society around you. And when we talk the depth of things that we need to understand, I've found out something about words that nobody taught me. Neither do I find people coming out of university think or communicate with the effect that I have found in words, in the usage of words. It's, look, grammar and all these elements, part of speech, are elements of the word. And they must be kept appropriately. So I am for coherent communication and words that gives us knowledge of words, give us the ability to express coherently, identify a fact, and don't come up wrong with the identification. Say what words tell you, and don't cheat. Don't lie about it. If you're wrong, you're wrong. Okay? And that's the way I am. I come to the understanding that words are not prejudice, and words don't try to know any individual. Words is not that type of a commodity. Words are created and given to us to use them. You see what I mean? And you could make up some words too and make up a language if you want. Depends on what you're going to do with it. But anyway, you could make up a language between you and, you know, a group of people, and you all use it to communicate. And when you talk, nobody don't understand you, but you all know what you're saying. So language and words is an element of our lives that, you know, words and the knowledge of words is like gas in your tank. And, you know, you're going to cover a few miles. If you're talking in a communication and you're not using words properly, when I say not using words properly, it doesn't mean that you're not, you don't have a PhD. But just what I'm telling you, the effects of word usage that I have found, and it is, I describe it this way, is that a lot of what is belonging to us and not given to us, a lot of times we are not aware of it. Because, let's say, I would call this the jurisdiction. Let me put it in this context. Words carry jurisdiction. If you understand that, you understand a lot. And you can reflect on how much of words jurisdiction you use. Right? All right. Well, I found out word jurisdiction that should be common to everyone. But that's not the case. And I come out of high school and go to paralegal school. And, you know, I get into things that a lot of educated people are not going to get in because I'm word-wise in that sense. I mean, I can't speak good grammar like you, but, I mean, I can handle a situation by broadening the opportunity or the lack of opportunity, give it or limit giving or stuff like that. When you use a word, apply the word in a with in a contextual limitation. You do it according to how you decide, because context is something that we build. Okay. or can be built. Okay? So context usually come right on the back of things or things you say. The context of the argument. So we have to understand how contexts are derived, or when there is a conflict, a context into something. You have to identify that. So the point is, how much context are you giving to what you're saying? You can limit that too. And you can limit the amount and stuff like that. You can verify, you can vary what is allowed and what is not allowed when you talk. And you have got to know that knowledge is there for you to do it, rather than just talking the word in a very in the common way that society don't relate to the range or the benefit of definitions. Definitions. The word is one, but what happened to the definitions to the word that you're using? And a word that is used to restrict what you're saying. You have got to understand that when you're going to give permission, you don't have to give no more than like about half. You don't have to give more. And it's up to you to use a word that restricts what you are doing. You see what I mean? All right. Well, a lot of people don't know that, but I am doing that since I learned how to read better. And because I concentrate on words and what is going to happen, because words are always dealing with a circumstance. So as long as you know what circumstance you are creating, or know if somebody is creating a circumstance in you in an adverse way, you have to know when you are on the line of negative or positive. You have to see when you cross that line and gone over into positive, or you're going over into negative. These kinds of technical things, when you talk, you know, you have to express it. So if you don't know about it, you can't express it. So you have an idea and you say to me, what you think about this? And for me to do justice to what you're asking me, I need to like look at the surrounding element of what you are talking about and fashion a view that I would suggest this. Do it this way. You know, or do it that way. All right. So now this brings me up to, now I go to church and I was arrested. And I'm telling you, since I come to America, I started to read the Bible more. I go to work, and once I get, you know, a break time, I go out and sit in my car, and I'm reading, because guess what? I realize I need to know a lot more about God that I grew up with, and yes, so I begin to read a lot of the prophecies. The prophecies, the word of the prophet, Isaiah, Jeremiah, you know, and some of them I did not go too far with some of them, but I understand the order of the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Listen to me. I begin to now find out that the way words represent things, you are not using words like you are making a cake. You see, that's not the way it works. You have a situation and you want to ask certain questions, you have to get the words that will ask that question that you want. You see, and anything that's going to transpire, ask your question, it's going to be based on the words that you spoke. So, since I'm reading on a higher level and I'm merging into situation that my mind must pay attention and act upon it. All right. Well, that begins to go on now. So I'm able to, like, interact with things and have, you know, more opportunities or capacity to develop a certain view based on what, you know, is involved. And that's where I become dangerous. And where people develop dread talking to me. Because it's like, what I am seeing in history and what is going on with humanity and the distinctions that are made us to discover, if you're reading a world history textbook or reading anything, your level of reading is very important to you making proper distinction. And you might can read college and university level. But yet still, your intake and output of the authority of words, you still don't realize it. And you would have to open up to the consciousness of word value. When you get to know word value and know when you open your mouth, what you say, what you put out there is authority. You put authority, and it is either the authority, you hold the authority, or you give authority to somebody else. You see what I mean? Because if you don't know what you're saying in a certain situation, you could give away what you're trying to keep. So you have to be conscious of word value or words value when you use word, when you use them. All right. So now, I grew up in the church, and here am I now. And I decided now that, you know, I got to get back and settle down, like become an accountable, member in the church, because that's all I know. So I began to do that. But then what I'm reading in the Bible and what I'm seeing in the Bible, like, you know, Jesus never registered with the government when they crucify him. If he were registered with the government, they couldn't crucify him, because he would, you know, the law would sanction him to preach where I preach. Now, how many people look at that? There's not anybody that I book upon that talk about something like that. But that is something that I take seriously. That the church, when I see the church register with government in our time, I am saying, no, but the Bible doesn't say that. And I look draw my understanding from what the Bible said about Jesus. What he says, although today they show us a white man as Jesus, but back in time, there was the man that they call Jesus is an African man, or what they call black man, right? Anyway, what I'm trying to say, I'm seeing things from my Bible knowledge and find out, wait a minute, but the church is not going on right, because the church must be run from the Bible, not the Bible running from the church. The Bible has the knowledge. And that is my position. Jesus did not establish a church that is wrong function by the authority of the state. No, it did not. But today they have 501(c) or something like that, that the government is giving money to the church. You see what I mean? And you have to get a certificate from the state to run your church. The law of the land? Well, what I read in the Bible is that Christ came and established authority over the entire world of mankind. That's what is in the Bible. You don't see that happening. But that's where my mind goes when, you know, because I am about making sense. I can't do anything but make sense, and I cannot operate outside of what it makes sense. I regard the Bible as a word of God and so forth. So therefore, bring it, you know, it must fit. So what I'm trying to say to you, what brought me to write Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man Never a Sinner, is because I found out that the church was not what I thought it was from a child growing up until I'm an adult. And it take me to read better than fourth grade level to find out. And even though I was reading higher than fourth grade level, I was still docile and off docile. I wasn't there with the brightness of my sense of distinction. No, I was dim, because when I went to the church, I didn't know that they could arrest me at the church. And you know, people argue that the church was doing what they are supposed to do when they tell me to get off the premises. I don't read that in the Bible. I don't read that in the Bible. So that goes to show you where my level of judgment is, and my observation of things, and compared to what the Bible is saying. I find out that people are saying things that I was not going to pay them, no, not even the dust of a penny for that, or a cent, a 1 cent. I wouldn't, they're not making no sense to the way I learned to use words and the way they should be using words. I'm not making up all words to be used, you know. I'm talking about what words have in them, right? Inasmuch that I classify the use of words as word science process. Because if you don't know nothing about processing words by their definitions and apply it to contextual issues, dust to dust, ashes to ashes, right? And so, when I began, what pushed me to write Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, it was from an internal thinking that got me to the point where I decided write this flow of information in my head. One thing is that I find out that the Christian thing can never be true, Christianity can never be true. Doesn't matter, and I tell you, I'm honest. I don't want to be a sinner according to the church, where the church put it. I don't want to be a sinner. I have my real, well, my thinking and feeling is not really that of a Christian, because now Christianity is what you call a misnomer, because I read the World History textbook where Christianity come from by these sodomite white people, and right, they used to worship the gods. Today they don't worship the gods. They curse the gods and say they are gods now, and I can show you that. And if you don't know to find white people in the World History textbook, look for the Roman. Look for Romans in the World History textbook. Romans, right? Because you won't be talking about African people then. You will be talking about white people who is going on the camouflage until this day and call themselves Romans. That is the title of African people. They were not talking until the other day. White people are not talking until the other day. That the history about them that, you know, hardly anybody know where these white people come from. You see, they have any history book out there on themselves? No, because they're busy, camouflaging all kinds of silhouettes they are putting on information, that when you think you understand something, you don't understand nothing, because a pure faggot homosexual stuff they're writing and make it seem like it's sacred and about God. You see what I mean? So something came up into my mind one day, and maybe it was about 62 years of age back then, and the issue arise in my mind, because I was looking at how the world, the human world is confusing, contentious, and all kind of bad things happening. And I say to myself, I think to myself, this question: can't people get along in a good way? And my answer to that question, I'm musing to myself, is yes, we can, because I am an adult, and the way I get along with people, all of us could get along like that, but is that we won't try to do that. We're not going to do that. The division that is put among us will not allow us to do that. And where that division come from? We have draw a line BCE or BC, and over the other side is AD and Adamani. And what do you get there? If you don't even understand that, now you need to get into a class and be lectured to about that. Okay? And if you don't know that, if you don't know nothing about the God's calendar of the sun, if you don't know that, well, what do you know about the moon calendar? Written by who? The sodomites, the homosexuals. So the amount of stuff that is keeping us apart from each other, we don't even know what it is. But things are there for us to find out why we are having this kind of world. Okay? sometimes, some criminals go on the run after they commit a crime, and they are never caught. Maybe some 20 years or so later, they are caught. So they've been running free, and the world is fine for them and things like that, until they're caught. Well, I begin to find out a lot of things that I am viewing, observing, in society and what's going on and see that the world is in chaos. The human world is in chaos. And a lot of things that happen sitting in the world is a textbook and nobody talk about it. This Christianity thing is blooming. Blooming. So the church that I went to and they arrested me, I knew that it could, if I would go back to a church, it could happen all over again. But you could never get me go back to a church for no money at all. And that's a fact I'm telling you. When I read and find out what the church is and what make it up, I'm looking now and say, oh, no wonder I myself could not penetrate and find any fault with church until I had a certain consciousness to read and take things I read seriously. So this is that type of thinking led me to start rely on words. You see what I mean? And the experience I have in church that bring me on like a good half a century of my life, looking at through a silhouette to understand truth, what seemed like truth, right? After I did, made some better progress with reading and understanding issues that I read, I thought to myself, I will have to try and write something to tell the world then, if you put it that way. But put it in a book for people to read about it. Somebody like me really need to do that. Because I'm not a scholar. I don't have anything to tell but a truth or truth that I know about. Why would I want to con anybody? Like, because I want to make money? Well, I don't grow up with that ambition. Like greed for money, hustle for money. I work, but, I have a contentment beside money. Knowledge is greater to me. To find out knowledge about what I never knew when I look up in the sky from when I was a child and nobody cannot really dissolve that mystery. Nobody no talk about it. Whatever is important in life, people don't like to talk about it because guess what? The world is corrupt by white people. And at the level that they harbit bamboozle scheme at, it's not easy for a person who is not going deep, in their word knowledge and understanding things. You're not going to find out. That's why, you see, I'm telling the truth about myself. A lot of things that I went on and still didn't understand, although I have high school diploma and I have paralegal knowledge, I still was not awakened. I'm still under the church veil. Really, I don't understand the world. Until that divine thought in my cerebellum tell me that I am to take serious thought about what I am reading and make sure that I understand what I'm reading. Now, from that, what is going to happen? It's going to develop my concern about what I identify. Okay. My friends, I didn't have any other purpose but to make other people know what I have seen. On the planet that we live. And when I consider where the effect is hurting people, there's no, the thought came to me, because all I want to do is to say what I have found is wrong in the Bible, the Genesis. And I give it my own analysis of what my understanding is, you know, and the book of Matthew. And the lies and contradiction of the Jesus character that they have and the spirit God that they have and stuff like that. There is no place to, can't find anything in the Bible to justify the place that the Bible has in the human world. They can take that and carry to Europe, but no place else. And I have the evidence to prove that. You see what I mean? I have the evidence to prove it. White people, no jurisdiction over African people, nor where they settle. How did they come after us? With AD and Adamany, bamboozled, besieged by lies, man never understood. Everything is in history, right? And so, I tell you, people have written some some. They call this they write some, what do they call it? Review. Yes, they write review. Yes, and I want to find one of them that kind of explain because some of the people, they really tell you what they think about what they read in the book. Okay. Let me see if I find one that it says, this is a must read. This is one of the review that I'm not sure I find the exact one that I'm talking about. All right. I'm going to pick this one. I'm not sure I really find the exact one I wanted. People say a lot of things, you know. I mean, there are quite a few. One stars, three stars. I don't know if I see any two stars, but quite a bit of five stars. More five stars than anything else. Maybe four stars and stuff like that. However, here is this. What I am saying to you, that this is exactly the problem I see, that I have information that I want to share with other people like myself, right? And this is the reason why bamboozled, besieged by lies, man never a sinner, because this message I'd like to send out to people who would appreciate knowing what I'm talking about when I say this, because, I mean, how long did I believe that I was born in sin and shaping iniquity? Because that's all I was taught. So until I am almost 6 years of age, I'm still underneath this this same impression. I was born in sin, okay, and shaping iniquity by because Adam and Eve sinned. And look, it is far wider than the Mississippi River, where they say it's like about 1 mile wide or something. Conway Twitty tune and what is her name? Listen, what I'm trying to say to you, bamboozled, besieged by lies, it comes direct from out of my inner core, okay? A life that I'm living from like age 7, and the fallacy that followed me sincerely throughout all that of a century of my life. Know that I am reading. It's not like anybody is talking to me or lead me anywhere. No, nobody has ever led me anywhere. But anybody can talk to me and, you know, guide me in a better way if they see a need. You know, I can take adjustment. And I will take that adjustment if I see it makes sense. But I just don't let somebody guide me somewhere. No. And that's not the way to live. Give your life value by getting to know what you're getting into. Really. Don't get into anything unless you know what you're getting into. And your word sense is really, you know, the bright light to shine upon that darkness that you are probably not paying attention. All right. Hear what this writer on the bamboozle at Amazon.com of the quite a few review that, you know, say heartfelt thanks, okay, and glad that somebody, because it's a thing, like some people say like I'm bold or stuff like that, but you know what, I don't look on myself as bold. Consider the things I'm saying to be not a matter of risk taking when I am going to talk about it. I want it in a bush, in a book. No, but I now I understand why some people think that I'm bold. Because Sodomite ruling the world. Sodomite don't want to hear these kind of stuff. Sodomite want the church to survive because they have law, whether you know it or not, right now, that, you know, if it were back in a few decades ago, they would catch me and kill me long time for write these kind of stuff, for writing the book. But let them do it now. You want them do it now? You want to see them try do that now? The days are gone. You see? The days are gone when you can look on them and call them, homosexual, them a faggot and stuff like that, and they can't do nothing about it because guess what? First of all, they are not on jurisdiction. It's simply because Africa let us go and give them illegal power to control African territory and people, right? Now, they cannot do that anymore because they did it on the Pisces, the House of Pisces. Okay, but look, the point is, who's that? It's when the bull reign, you know, in the House of the Zodiac. Right now is who ruling now? It's my house. My house is ruling now. And that is Aquarius. All right. I am trying to show you now the product or the effect of bamboozle. And that you know that, look, if you come here and listen to me come on the radio and listen a number of times. You know, every now and then I said I'm the author of Bamboozle, Besieged by Lies, Man Never Seen It. But a lot of times what I have on my mind, what I'm thinking, don't take me, you know, it doesn't bring this book for me to like even mention Bamboozle, Besieged by Lies. You know what I mean? Because my mind is saturated and permeated with the concern of the civilized world that I come to read and know about and have contrast between the church and whatever is going on in the world. And when it comes to what I know to be real or unreal. And now you're talking about the civilized world gone to homosexuals. They are ruling. And Africa said they can do it. My friends. No, well, you know, I am not a person with voice. I don't have nothing for anybody to know me except what I begin to say since I wrote Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man Never Seen It. And I tell you, not one person and none, the people would write a one-star review, which a few of them on here, some Christian, are pissed off because they're so like, I am angry. I am like a venting of blah, 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 and stuff like that. But you know what? It's just that they don't see the light in what I have done. I am an honest person. I say I can't read. I tell, you know, I don't say I am this or I'm doctor this and doctor that. But you know, a lot of people call me doctor, but I'm not, you know, I don't tell anybody I'm any doctor, right? I debate people on the internet and stuff like that. They lose because I'm talking civilized stuff. They're talking this Bible, uncivilized Adam and Eve in a garden and a talking serpent and all those old bunch of foolishness that don't make no kind of a sense, no kind of a civilized sense at all. But these people now, you got to read and know exactly where these white people are coming from anyway. You know what I mean? And I can't go into that right now because I have to like, you know, put in the time to let you understand something about me who you'll hear or see my name or something like that and see me on other, you know, like I think like about two videos. About maybe four videos out there with me. You probably don't see, you know, it is not my video profile that, you know, I am referring to. There are other folk who have me do, you know, interviews and stuff like that. We get into issues deeply. So, what I'm saying to you is that it is important whether somebody can use the World History textbook and knock down what you say. You're calling white people sodomites and thieves and all the, you know, all the negative names. It is very important when you can talk well enough and irrefutable that it doesn't matter what they say, the Bible doesn't have an academic certificate about a talking serpent or a Adam and Eve in a garden. It doesn't have anything in it that says, for it, God, put them into a piece of geography over there. And worst of all, it's not because they don't know where Adam and Eve was created and how, but they have too much
in the frying pan at stake. That they cannot tell you that. These people who write these Homo erectus, interbreeder, rapists and whatever it is, and these uncivilized white people. I'm not coming off of what I'm saying here. I'm not going to do that. But just let me just tell you that. White people as a whole, if there's any exception to what I say, let it be accepted if it is really an exception. Because I do think exception, may exist. What I'm trying to say to you is that the culture of white people, they're not coming from civilized human stock, according to history. They come from the first ape-like primates. That's where they come from. Follow the process in history. And it's the reason why, look, come to my face and tell me I'm wrong and prove it. And if you can't prove it, I'm telling them to take their primate self and go back where they come from, up Europe. It's not a joke. They think that they own the world, but I am here to tell them that's not the truth at all. It doesn't matter what they make up all over the world and talk about them a president. They're not. All they are is fucking sodomite president. Okay? So just take it at that. Just take it at that. Take it at that. And if you think they make up, legitimate government establishment, you make a sad mistake. You think about the FBI, the Secret Service, and all the service and stuff like that, what they have, right? And you think that you want them prove it to me that these are legitimate government antiquity coming from the gods that come to earth. They cannot stand up and speak authentically about their institution and what they call federal government. They can't. They could tell Martin Luther King that and these are the guys who don't read no history. They never talk about no history. It doesn't matter how they're talking good, but what they talk just blow away in the wind. And as much as maybe help some people to survive a little better. But apart from that, they can't blow no wind at all. And these slackers, fucking ass white people who don't come from civilized level of humanity. They come from the second grade human development. Sapien, white sapien, is the third human development. And who else come from the sapien? The two subgroups. That's it. There's no more than two human species. And that is the hominid, the ape-like one, them. Okay? The primate one, them. Go to Africa and go into Europe as Homo erectus. That's them. Now, it's time to know that look at their skin and look at our skin, because basically that may appeal to them more than if I say anything else. Look at their skin. And look at the distance they live from us on the same planet. And how do they come here? With all they want to make a new world that make the lies become true. That's what they do. The time would come. Because they're not coming from anywhere that is civilized. All right. So, me don't have any name, no renowned name. People only know me, and I assure you, ain't nobody knew my name prior to 2011. I don't know if anybody know my name before prior to 2011. But from since then, and I published Bamboozle Received by Lies, people began to think about what I say. And, if what I am saying is a lie, I don't know it is a lie. And nobody present anything up to now, like going all these years. Now, and nobody at all write anything on here that shows that, you know, there is no historic validity to what I'm saying. Nobody. So that means, you know, I don't need no company to help me out. Because if I go and read sources, that is not the first time, you know, what I'm saying is said. It's just that a lot of people say it in secret, but they're not coming out. But I have reason to come out. I'm not going to, I can't say this in secret. No, I'm not going to say something in secret. I mean, no, not like this. No. So people need to know these things because our world is being filled up with sodomites. And the Bible itself that they use to inculcate my mind about God, you know, it's a sodomite book. God is a sodomite character that begat a son without a woman. And they want you to believe all those things. And talking serpent is white people. They are the ones who defile the African people, the brain, because they don't have our kind of brain, okay? Now, if you think this is easy, me alive, come forward. When I'm dead, you got to talk to somebody else. But right now, these white people, they convince the world about all of their fucking nasty and uncivilized stuff that they want everybody to bow down to. No, but those days are done. Those days are done. Okay? When I tell you, bamboozled, besieged by lies, man, never a sinner. You got to understand, I wasn't thinking about getting a penny. You see what I mean? And I make sacrifices because I have to pay good money to edit and make it, you know, marketable that people would pay any attention. And I know it was not going to be no bestseller, not right now. Probably will someday when enough eyes are open to the fact that, you know, somebody come out and tell you rah rah long before, you know, it, you know, years pass. And who was paying any mind? Because everybody is on church. All right. So let me just try to tell you what this person says. One of the reviews. The writer is Lauren V. 5 stars. Excellent book. Reviewed in the United States on August 26, 2011. Oh, so that was right on about the time when the book was released. Yeah. All right. Well, this person said, verified purchase. When I first read the introduction of this book, it was heartfelt for me because I could feel Tim Aldred's emotion from the very start. Jump off. It jumped off the very pages and grabbed you. You could feel something occurred in this man's life that he feels driven to speak about. I have read many books that I could say had more scholarly information contained in it. But this book was unique. It meant for the layman. It is meant for the layman who don't desire big words and huge scholarly listings, but rather a street common sense written book that tells it as it is. It is simply straightforward and in your Facebook that goes against the mainstream way books are written from the traditional scholarly style. This book is for those types of people. Tim tells it like it is, in a non-traditional approach. He describes the Vatican influence and his logical take on the illogical nature of certain scriptures. He goes into action describing angelic influences from the Sumerian texts. For any individual who is struggling with deep-seated issues of the origin of the Christian religion, it's really church, right? Because church is not really religion. But, I mean, you know, back in my time when I'm writing book, I didn't know the distinction between church and religion. I thought it was the same thing. But, you know, it's going to take time for us to, like, you know, correct a lot of foolishness that we are reading, right? Changing them as soon as I am writing something and the opportunity comes for me to, like, you know, obliterate something that these sodomites are putting on us and have us assuming foolishness, just like we assume Jesus and the talking serpent, proven to be not truth at all. And it wasted our lives. All right. So it goes on. He goes into a section describing angelic influences from the Sumerian text. For any individual who is struggling with deep-seated issues of the origin of the Christian religion church, right? The church. From the layman. This book is a must read. As a former Christian, from the beginning, Tim Aldred emotions jump out at me. And his sincere desire to share his outrage and experience on the falsehood of Christianity. Anybody who reads this book with a sincere mind can feel the passion flowing from every page of this book. Tim is juicing with determination to speak his truth on this issue of religious bigotry. And so I want to thank Lorraine V for this review. Very appreciated. My friends, let me tell you something. If you're out there listening to me and you would like to have a book, a bamboozle copy, and you cannot afford it, but let's say you can afford to send me your address and tell me that, you know, you take me up on the offer, I send you a book. I've given away a lot of these books, and it's not because I make money. Because I tell you, it's a fact. I don't write. As a matter of fact, the research that I did is what compelled me that I have to write what these things that I discover, not keep it to myself, because it would be only me who know, right? But to me, the energy was compelling. I have to write what I find out, because I found out enough stuff, and what I wrote was a lot more than what you're reading in 44 pages. Yeah? Yeah. However, what I wrote, able to make this much of a book, 244 pages, right? And some people who are living under, you know, hate like A.D. Anna Domini Kalinda, they'll say all kind of foolishness, like they don't understand what I'm talking about. You see, because they are under the church thing. I mean, when I was church too, I have a problem to understand certain things. But as soon as I begin to, like, you know, I am a religious person now. I'm not church person anymore. I'm religious. And my religion is polytheism, the way of life of the gods who create the four rivers in Africa and everything else, pyramids and all these other things around the place. We know no human being never make them. My friends, you can't look. There's nobody that I'm thinking about right now but that the gods who create us, and they don't need us now because they wanted us for primitive workers. Not now, not anymore. But what I am saying to you is I am appealing to the gods that create us, because now we won't mean anything unless we have found the way of truth and, you know, and get these white people out of our lives, man. No, if I can't contribute to that, I'm not worthwhile living. But I think if I am soliciting help from the gods to help us out, because here we are mingling up with them, fucking them fucking us and all that kind of stuff. Unless we decide to get rid of all of this stuff, totally destroy their church and their Christian belief and their monotheism stuff. Let them take this old fucking nonsense where they come from. Don't bring it here to us. Okay, they want to come here and convince us that, oh, this is their country and stuff like that. May the lightning fry them up. You know, see what I mean? Because they're coming here, teaching us and imposing on us to fuck each other's ass. And, you know, that's too low. That's too low and uncivilized. Don't come here and begin to get African people to go sodomite. No, where the rest of us are. Africa is over there doing what they want to do. Look, but you know what? We all have our own cerebrum and cerebellum. You know, see what I mean? And you know what? I am appealing to the gods to help us, you know? And I step out myself once I start to read and see stuff. I'm not, you know, like, going to go along with the system. I just not. Because these sodomites can be removed if we will purge ourselves and, you know, by the words of truth. Okay, it's the reason why I tell you about bamboozled, besieged by lies. And I tell you the things that I have written in this book, and the people who write one stars and stuff like that, they don't care about the truth, the substance of the truth, because there's just no way. You read about Billy Graham, and it's like a negative for me to talk about Billy Graham. Imagine that. They don't, you know, these are sodomites. Billy Graham is a sodomite. You know? And now we are nothing. They relegate us to nothing. This is, you don't have, you're not angry about this? White people come and take over what we have and relegate us, set up all of the institution like, they are government. No, tomorrow, you know what? The time is over for that right now, okay? Because, see, they are running all of the institution. Whose money you think they use from 2,000 or more years ago, 509 BC? Whose money you think they have been living off until this day? and under the umbrella like, oh, they are the government of the world. No, never was. Never was. They're living off these talking serpent lies, and they are the talking serpent. Okay? They are no Romans. They're never Romans, but they claim they are Romans. They use everything of the African people and take it and robe themselves in. This robe. You understand that? This robe, and don't ask us to respect you. Vile, honest, fucking, sodomites. Hape-like. That's where the origin come from. That's where you come from. Bamboozled, besieged by lies, my dear friends. It is a fact that must set you free. All right? And I'm telling you, I'll take my little Social Security and buy you a book and send it to you. And to me, you know what? I'll go very, very far distance to get you a copy of the book, right? Because all the critiques and stuff like that people are talking about is not, they're not coming down and said that this is a lie, this is not true, prove this is a lie. Nobody is not saying that. So you can find all kind of a critique, and I wouldn't like say, you know, like one caller wrote a review and give me a 1-star, and he's saying it is because of the, you know, I think he's making excuse because, you know, there are like clerical type of improvement that the book, you know, need. But the book is out and the book is talking, and instead of trying to watering down the effect of the issue I am talking about, he goes off into these kind of a thing. That's what these sodomite people is, and with them sodomite institution, we must get them out. Now, I start, and that's what people must do. Once you throw away man, never a sinner, you throw them out and they're talking serpent. Something that they are lying about. Where you think they know about Adam and Eve from? They were not talking up to 100,000 years ago. How are they talking now? Do you want to know why white people are talking? The fact that they don't come from talking species. They come from hominid. So they go up into Europe 1.5 million years ago. So you tell me now, how did they begin to talk? Tell me. Who did they interbreed with? Why they are talking? Can you put it together? Can you put Humpty Dumpty together again? Yeah. And they put everything and blame us. Use the Bible vicariously to blame African people who sin against God. And them sin against the gods and what God have created. You see? And they use the Bible. Now, everything about the Bible is coming out to light. And so, let me say this. They call this the synopsis at the back of the book, right? And I'm going to try and see if I can read it to you. And like I say, I am saying these things because I feel the loss that we have suffered. I feel the loss. And if I am able to read and can come out at large and don't carry any bodyguards or nobody at all with me to, you know, I am walking the street at large because I'm not walking in Europe and I am not going to Europe. I want to see all these white fucking ass people would want to, oh, they come here and tell me that when I write and post things on Facebook or any one of these other networks, they're telling me I'm violating their community. Oh, these, I mean, uncivilized hominids, primates, ape-like man. You read that in the World History textbook. I'm not making it up. White people are not coming from a talking species. 3.5 million years. How are they talking today? History. Face it. Okay? Right. So I don't come from no graduate school. Okay? But I read enough and no judge tell me I'm crazy or I'm not using words right. Whether it be a federal judge or a circuit judge, none of them. Okay? Rather, I prove that I know a word better than one who want to arrested me because I wrote her a letter, you know, tell her off. I mean, tell her off. I mean, big time. Okay? Simply because she did not do a ruling, by law, she should have granted me relief on a motion. And that was to call a federal judge to a deposition. And she didn't want to do that. And I went away quietly and wrote a letter and go back and serve it to the court. Okay? And she catch all kind of trouble for that because what I did, like a man who is like, you know, I mean, ready to, you know, to pull everything down, they know I was right. Right, because this judge put herself in the way, and I was kicking her out of the way, really. I mean, what I tell her. I know I'm talking to a judge. I know I'm talking to a judge who is an idiot. I'm some sodomite. You see what I mean? I know that, and I know somebody like me, and I'm African. Yeah, there are no tolerance for me. But let me tell you something. The time has changed, you see, and if we really want the help of the gods, then we must change things to what it's supposed to be. All right. So here I come, and like I say, I wanted you to know me because I have a common problem that my fellow men, hybrid, we all have in common. When I talk for all of us. We are the only civilized people on earth. And if these faggots don't like it, they go where they belong. Go back to their vernacular. They didn't have no vernacular anyway. Sorry about that. There is nothing to draw back on. They think they have the up and over us, and they, you know, they have power. Yes, they have power. Africa give it to them. I know that. I know exactly where they come from. It's in the World History textbook. You want some of it? Come get it. Come get it before your time, I mean, completely gone. Okay? Because we were here civilized long before you begin to sneak and interbreed with some of our people. Okay? Now, this I have to say to those of my civilized companions out there. I'm telling you something that if you are into Christianity and all that kind of stuff, you need to get out. I'm telling you straight and plain. Get out of the church. Church, 100%. Remove yourself from church. Read your history, and you will know why. By now, you should know a certain reason. You should be able to go read the Sumerian history. And even the World History textbook, although they do a lot of bad things in the World History textbook, but look in the World History textbook for Romans, and you will know it's them it's talking about. And you think of who they represent themselves as in the World History textbook. And who they know themselves as in political environment. Okay? Yeah, because they are covert. They are, I mean, not it is convicts and concave. That's the kind of a personality these sodomite white people have. You see what I mean? And that's the way they spread themselves all over the world and just destroying everybody with their deception. But the time come when everything bursts and everything, like a river, just carrying everything with it. Okay? That's the way it is right now with them. Because whereas they think they can do anything and it is accepted in the world, they're going to find out and say, no, the world is more civilized than they think. Coming down to the end of stuff now. Here are these things that I said in a synopsis. It is time to correct the madness. Are you sure the belief you hold about the history of humanity are true? Have you ever wondered where biblically based accounts and centuries-old traditions are rooted? When the earliest civilizations began documenting the activities of humanity for posterity, they opened a field for recorded history upon which many would seek to play a part. Therefore, modern civilizations have trouble distinguishing recorded truth from recorded lies. Unraveling the truth of our origin is a task that calls for exceptionally sharp reasoning skills. Timothy Aldred was only 7 years old to Jesus Christ as he is Lord and Savior. And in his late 50s when he discovered the bamboozle. In Bamboozled, Timothy Aldred reveals the paradigm of deception to which generations of people have been taught to surrender their hearts to minds, no, surrender, people have been taught to surrender their hearts and minds in blind faith. Who gains from the mindless devotion of the populace? Generation to generation, come aboard for a refreshing, exciting, and unbiased view of humanity's true origin. Examine ancient account of the early years and how they compare to the theologically faith-based views. That have been used to control the populace, millions of people for millennia. Best of all, as never before, learn how to demystify and unravel biblical mysteries using good reason and accurate distinction. It is time to free your mind from more than 200,000. No. Yes. From 2,000. It is time to free your mind from more than 2,000 years of conditioned belief pattern. It's vital for living. Okay? And that is what I have to tell you about the book Bamboozled. Now, just think of this, my friends. Why I would take my money and buy you a book, buy you this book, and post it to you. All you need to do, lest I forget, before I say anything more about Bamboozled, if you have heard enough that you think that you need to, like, write me and request a book. Look, it's not like you're begging anything. It's just a matter that if it is not convenient for whatever reason, which there can be many reasons, that I am to post this thing to an address where you will get it. This is where you write to me. www.timothyaldred. And this spell, TIMOTHYALDRED. .com. Right? I hope you get that. That is www.timothyaldred.com. All right? So I'm telling you, if you write to me and tell me to send your book and you give me the address, I am going to send it here. It's not a joke. It's a promise I'll keep. Because when I tell you that I don't do anything about this book that I was thinking to make a profit of what I'm going to spend to publish, but that my suffering and the process that we come through, we are all going through it together. And you think I am going to wait until I'm wealthy? I can offer someone a book? No, long before I'm ever wealthy, I have given away books. You see what I mean? That really, like in many other cases, I could use my money, but I give it to a cause that I think is worth it, okay? So now, I am telling you, it's about fact. It's about condition that I suffer from, and we all suffer from it. So you're going to read this book. You're going to be reading information that I find that is helpful to our life, and not these sodomites who claim that, oh, they have all the money to establish any kind of government they want. Think about how much money they are spending on the military, how many billions of dollars, and go up into trying to get up to Mars and to Mars moon. You know how many billions and billions of dollars these fucking white people are in our place and talking about it's their country? And look, don't forget, because we have filled up their churches. Look from how long, 400 years ago, our people are in their churches. Martin Luther King and all the Jesse Jackson and all these guys in the church. They don't realize that we cannot be true to our Creator and be going to a church where they talk about a spirit God, and they tell you that it is that spirit God that sent them to America to kill off the African people. You don't understand what's going on. How can you be in the church? Look into the world. It's a textbook, and you will see it is them that raised up Christian church. and playing all kinds of a cockatrice egg and spider's web. Deception. I mean, how it takes us so long to realize that they're the one who interbreed illegally, immorally, and violated the African species to where we turn fool. Why it took us so long to know that they are the talking serpent? Why? Why? Why it take us so long to know that it is them that was killing our people off in Palestine and no Jesus, no die, and no cross? Why? How it take us so long to realize that who they're calling Jesus was a African man? How it take us so long? The information that I place in the book, two of the most important issues in the book is what, from my biblical understanding and sense of everything, I have like about 12 chapters in this book. And the first chapter gives you, you have the preface, right? Then you have chapter 1, literal human origin, 22, and page, and also settle down in 22. And then you have an important realization, page 24. What are fallen angels? Page 30. The only God man knows are celestial ancestors. Same page 30. Chapter 2, evidence of our literal origin. 34. The arrival of heavenly lords. 35. Genesis extracts and parallels biblical fallacies exposed. 38. After the deluge, the Noah's flood. Page 42. Kingship came to earth. 44. Abraham in Sumerian history. Lie, Bible is telling about Abraham. Not even the dust of what they're saying in the Bible is about Abraham, a polytheism man. These white people and Africa has sold us out with all these lies. Imagine that Africa do that. But our brain is all the gods want to talk to. We will have to commit to them. And you can't be going to church with Jesus and talk for the gods to, you know, pay any attention to what you're saying. You have to belong to the truth. And the truth is history. It is not the Bible. The Bible don't have no certification. Anything it is saying about creation is true. And you see they prove a lie? They can't put where Adam and Eve was placed on earth in a garden. The Bible don't have that. How can the Bible don't have that? You see, this is the darkness that we are in, my friend. Look, all right, so it goes on to show you chapter 3, Catholicism contradicted, page 50. Introduction of Genesis review, 50. Genesis chapter 1, Moses' role examined, 50. Genesis chapter 2, 54. Genesis chapter 3, and it goes on with Genesis all the way to Genesis, this is page 89, in the bamboozle page, right? These are the pages I'm reading to you. And it goes on now to talk about the book of Old and New Testament, right? And it goes on and tells all these chapters of Matthew, all the way to Matthew on page 141. Let's see. And then you have chapter 5, Roman Catholicism. All right? So, Roman Catholicism, then chapter 6, Roman Inquisition, the Spanish Inquisition. Chapter 7, Martin Luther, the vow, conversion, Martin Luther legacy, the Dead Sea Scrolls, hot scrolls report, and you know the pages in the Bamboozle are listed here. Allegro the Maverick. Not everyone sleeps. Rome not afraid to kill. Not without a fight. Chapter 9, who was Bishop James? The religion of hallucination. The charismatic Apostle Paul. Paul's condescension. Chapter 10. Hoodwinking Church. Billy Graham. He knows Graham better. Jailed at church. The perils of Crentil. And it goes on. Chapter 11. New World Order. Chapter 12, U.S. connivance with Rome. Conclusion. And let's stop at 237. And my friends, I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And come to the end of the program. And what else do I have to tell you? There are quite... You know, these things, you have even tale of authority. It has table of authority. So you have citation here to show where my argument is grounded on, right? So it's not like it's a piece of paper you're picking up. It's a book for real that meets requirement to publish a book about the author and all that. So, look, I'm saying to you, if you're about understanding independent knowledge that concern you as a living person, and you're into the Bible, you don't want to be in a Bible. Because I've been in the Bible half a century or stuff like that, and at the best, I am reading as an adult, you know, I find out that, you know what, it's the white people them. History is to really let you know exactly what happened. Now, you know, I wrote this book when I knew just those things that I encountered when I started to probe. But there are a lot of things that I didn't know back then that I discovered since then, about 10, 11 years ago. You see what I mean? And now it's better. The perfection of knowledge has gotten so much better now. So, I mean, there's hardly anybody who wants to talk to me. It's only certain special people who have a certain type of a frequency will enjoy what I'm saying, because these white people have flipped the concept of the world into what they wanted. They wanted to be sodomites. They want to rule the world as a sodomite planet. That's what these white people are doing. Now, I'm telling you, no, it's not going to happen. Based on what we know about the gods and what they have done to make Earth a place habitable for life. Now, my duty is to defend that. And it doesn't matter what they have done, I can prove more perfectly that they have no right in our frequency at all. on our jurisdiction. White people don't have any authority here. They make everything a lie, and we subjugate ourselves underneath it. It's time to done with that. Look, I was in the church. I wasn't like saying anything was wrong. No, I wasn't. But when, and I wasn't reading to know anything then, but when I was reading to understand, I still wasn't understanding anything wrong about the Bible. I was still reading and believe it. But when something tell me, you know, I must be careful of how I am using word, that I use them properly and apply in their application. I must be like serious about it. You see, from that, my life changed. Okay? If you want your life changed to read and know things on your independent footing, you, look, I say, I'll give you a copy of this book, because remember, if I write this and I'm explaining and telling you why and where I'm coming from, I didn't know anything else but the Bible. When I see the people them who destroy our lives, our species, right? Homo, not Homo, they are Homo. We are not Homo. There's a lot of things we don't know. And reading them like they are. And I'm telling you, I am included. But I am telling you, there are things that we ought to know we don't know. This is a start. Where I go and read and find out, it was a start for me. It will be that same start for you, because I am objective in my mind when I'm using word evaluation for everything I digest. And that's what you must do. And don't listen to what anybody else is saying, where they're reading subjectively, right? And the thing where they read into their schools and stuff like that. My friends, I tell you, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And again, on the next edition. So this is Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man Never a Sinner. Tell anyone that you know. I can give them a free book if they just give them the address and write to me and send me your address. I will send you. Just make sure you give me a proper address, right? Because I am going to be very disappointed if somebody's cranking me. I want somebody write me. It is a real person and I'm getting a real address, okay? Because I'm going to send you the book. I'm going to make a denial, you know, and an obligation to send you a book when you ask me for it. Okay? So take good care. I am feeling so good in myself that all I need to do is just keep myself where I'm at on the frequency here, right? But remember, I'm coming from where nobody's telling me anything. I read to find out. I go to the materials, okay? And that is something I can talk to anybody about, what you are to read. The thing is, a lot of people are afraid of this kind of information. You see, because we're not accustomed to that. We're accustomed, whether we go to our church, Christian or not, but we are affected by Christian concept, you see. So people are afraid of this. And I have friends who don't bother talk to me. And, you know, we don't fall out. But they don't bother talk to me. Because it is a change of life. I must agree. But it's a change of life that I want. And I would imagine, even in my infancy, that's what I wanted without even knowing, you know, all that it entails. So why I was submissive to the church. Is for, you know, what is all good. Now, when it's not good, it's not good. If I am reading now at my best, and back there, I believe, and I believe back there, and I wasn't reading. I couldn't read to really handle issues. Now, I can do better at issues and know what I must decide on, right? I can make distinction. I can know when something, you know, not everything, but I mean certain things pertaining to the world, history, and who is who. You know what I mean? So when these white people come and trying to behave like, oh, they are the real people of the earth, and they are civilized and stuff. It's a lie. They are far from being civilized. You see, but we are young species, and this is the way it works out. Now, the gods is looking at us and see whether or not we are going to allow these ape-like first human being to take control of us by interbreeding with us and get talking babies and stuff like that. And they now come up and write a Bible after they learn everything about talking and communication from us and behave like, oh, it is them. Never talk. 100,000 years ago, they never. But now they are talking and, oh, my gosh, oh, Jews and stuff. They call us Jews. 2,000 years ago, today, we are no Jews anymore. It's they are the Jews. And they were the Gentiles back then, 2,000 years ago. Today, they are not Gentiles anymore. They are Jews now. These people are fucking us. They don't know where they're going or coming. So, my friends, I see you on the next edition. Okay? Purge your soul, purge your heart, and only live to please who you know is your creator. A Bible don't have no creator in there, and that's what I found. What have you found? All right, talk to me. Give me a call. I want people to call and come and talk how they feel here and feel better and not be afraid. Don't be afraid. Secure and hope we are on the next edition.